Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
It's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
You know, we had a caller into this show once who said that he could acquire me lean, which I'm pretty sure is illegal. R.I.P. DJ Screw. He liked it a little bit too much. But on this June 27th, with the June 27th mixtape playing in the background, Joe George, the Houston Astros did something today.
Mm-hmm.
They released a collection, a collab of Astros / Houston Screw Culture gear. I mean, is this something that they did because the season wasn't going so well?
No.
And they thought, you know, the Texans have done this during some rough times and then really played into it last offseason. Maybe we pander a little bit by embracing more than just the white people here in Houston. I don't know if that's going on right now, but I do know, Joe, that in center field at the Houston Astros team store, as of 9 a.m. this morning, they are selling some chopped and screwed Houston Astros gear.
Someone texted in saying the hats are $300.
I bet he's exaggerating. I bet the lines to get in are very long, too. I
mean, maybe it's $300 for the four of them?
$300 sounds absolutely outrageous.
I mean, like, the most expensive hat when I was working at Lids I saw was $80.
That's also outrageous.
Yeah.
What was it?
I can't remember. It looked like the Tigers logo. I can't remember what it was for. I think it was something Dr. Dre related.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Where it's not even a baseball team.
Yeah, it's not a baseball team.
Yeah, it has to be like artist. A limited release collaboration. Yeah. Like this.
It wouldn't shock me if these are over $100.
Yeah. That I was thinking that. It wouldn't be insane if it was over $100.
I mean, it is a money-rubbing baseball team.
Yeah, what do the normal hats cost?
It's 60, feels like. 40. They're 40, but who knows what they are at the team store.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they're way more expensive at the team store than they are most places. When I went on Saturday, I tried to find the Father's Day hat. Sold out.
How? Oh, that's a bummer. The Astros put this video out to announce their DJ Screw collab with Bun B, Paul Wall, among others.
Screw did this for the city. He gave us an identity. He is that connection point. Screw was the originator of the Houston sound, the epitome of Houston culture. Because it gave us such pride to represent.
Screw's mixtapes were vibes. He just wanted to make music and relax and chill with his friends.
And really just get on there and do our thing.
Screw is something that everyone in Houston can embrace. No matter what it is you do it at the highest level and you try to be one of one. Don't be scared to stand out. Don't be scared to do something new, but always keep it H-Town no matter what you do.
Man. By the way, so people are texting in that these are $281. They're even pandering with the price, right? What's 281 an area code for? That's a Houston area code, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That is ridiculous.
They could have also made it $71.30.
Yeah.
They could have done that.
Why didn't they do that? Or $71.30.
I'll even give you 936.
80. It's 832 is the other one, right? Yeah. $83.20?
How about $8.32?
Okay, come on. We're running a business here.
Well, that's why they're so expensive, because like everyone's got to get a cut of these, I would imagine. The text line also points out that Dynamo's second jersey this year is purple.
Yes,
to honor
the Dynamo.
The
Dynamo,
Houston rap culture.
The Dynamo did a post today. You know what, though? That's actually pretty cool. And you can wear soccer jerseys around. So, good for them. But again,
I didn't get a free one.
It's shameless pandering. You have pluckers that they had this post, and the post was very, very... Are you kidding me, guys?
Is there lean in the
no,
in the wing sauce?
It was two styrofoam cups, and then, I don't know.
They tweeted this out.
Sweet tea, maybe?
Happy June 27th to all our H-Time fans. This emoji, this emoji, this emoji.
That's very bad.
Come dine, know what I'm saying? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Screw, screw, screw. I mean, pluckers, I mean, my God, guys. Be a little more thirsty for business here.
Yeah, you got it. You know, you got to try to pander.
Yeah, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I mean, maybe we need to start pandering.
Well,
I got an idea.
I don't know if I can because it is Gay Pride Month, Joe, and I'm kind of offended that June 27th is taking a day that many believe is part of my month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I can take this.
Well.
Lying down.
I'm gonna feel extra white right now. Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Maybe we should get some swangas.
Yeah.
Could you say that again? Say that one more time.
I mean, say as white as possible. Swangas.
Okay. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me some swangers? My name is Reed Shepherd.
Can we put them on the ESPN truck?
Don't do that to Reed Shepherd. don't do that to my guy.
Can we put them on the ESPN truck?
Yeah, I think
we
so.
Don't, we don't drive it very
We'd
often.
Never drive it at all.
The last person to drive it sucked at parking. I have to fix it still. It's like a foot into the parking lot. I need to go down there and do that at some point. So, but can we add those to the tires? I think that would be a good way to pander.
Do we have it in the budget?
Probably not.
Or maybe it's part of a deal.
And they might be cheaper than this hat.
Maybe we get Joe George here for, I don't know.
No, that would be
I don't
awesome.
Know what West Coast Customs of Houston is. But
how else can we pander here? Seriously, this is on the table. 713-780-3776. It's blatant pandering. I don't have an issue with it. I just like to call it out because I think it's funny. I think it's funny what corporations will do. I mean, obviously during Gay Pride Month, all of these corporations lose their mind. Did you see the White House yesterday?
Yeah.
The pillars of the White House are rainbow colored right now. And again, hey, you got to pander to your base. Big debate tonight.
I have breaking news.
What's that?
Breaking Rockets news.
Hit me, Sean.
From Adrian Wojnarowski. The Atlanta Hawks are trading forward AJ Griffin to the Houston Rockets for the 44th pick in Thursday's NBA draft.
Oh, what the hell?
Griffin, 20, was a 2022 first-round pick out of Duke.
I want Jamal Shedd.
Yeah, that's just... No, I really don't care about the second round of the
NBA
draft.
The Rockets better release a purple jersey tonight. They better release a purple jersey tonight, otherwise...
They already traded the Oilers. Dude, ones.
I don't know. A purple Rockets jersey would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, why not?
For the city collection this year? I'm surprised they haven't done it
just
yet.
Just do a black jersey and have the numbers outlined in purple.
Yeah, yeah, you can do a black primary and then purple.
Yeah.
It would work.
I think that'd be great.
Come on.
Don't wear it when you play the Kings.
Tell me. Let's go.
Come on, Rockets. Get with the program here, pal.
Yeah, it is
Reed
funny.
Shepherd look awesome in that.
At least the Astros, like Bun and these guys are part of it. Like they're part of the pandering. They're part of designing the
hats.
They're
co-signing the pandering.
Yeah, they're co-signing it. We're like pluckers, guys.
Even
wings? What?
I'll look at what the Dynamo. Who's in the Dynamo video? But come on, Dynamo. All right.
Well, listen. Every team has pandered on June 27th, except for the Houston Rockets.
I mean, James Harden's a part owner of the Dynamo, so he understands the culture.
Okay.
He understands the strip club culture. I don't know if James Harden understands.
Carpetbagger from
DJ
California.
Screw. Right. I mean, listen, as somebody who back in the day at the flagship, I had Slim Thug on the show. ESG joined the show a couple of times. I had a little Flip on too. Mm. Shout out to my old producer, Ryan Rocket there, who helped set all that stuff up. I had a lot of fun learning about it. And I mean, as somebody who wants to be considered a Houstonian, I still know that there are plenty of things that I have to learn about. So that's what we're asking right now. As, well, let's be honest, two carpetbaggers doing this show. We want to be more Houston, okay? We don't want to sound like Joe George when Joe says...
Swangas.
I'll grab that as a drop. Don't
thanks.
Worry. Yeah. I wait. Is this why you're doing the segment? Both of you are asking for ways to pander to Houston.
We want
to
learn.
You two are looking to pander to
Houston. Ooh, yeah, I'm shameless about it.
I'm
going
to go over to hang out with my guy Teddy over at the Lids in the Galleria. Free plug over here. Mm-hmm. They got a lean cup that you can stitch on your hat. It was the most popular thing we stitched on hats when I worked. 100%. It was. We put it on tons and tons and tons of hats. I need to get it on mine.
So it's a patch. It's not an actual styrofoam cup. No, it would be hilarious to have a styrofoam cup stitched to your hat, too.
I'll wear my purple Jordans tonight. I should have worn them today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What a mistake.
Why not?
I'll wear them to the Space Cowboys game tonight. See you there.
Someone texted in, Mattress Mac had the lean video. Yep, that's true.
That was his worst one.
I liked it.
That was his best one. Yeah. As a Houstonian, I was like, finally.
That was the most Houston one.
He speaks to me.
Yeah, exactly. That speaks to my culture, Joe. Not yours. You don't swang. Or bang.
This text line from the 832, get the ESPN van candy painted.
Ooh. Like the Texans candy jerseys.
It would be sweet.
Is
it in the budget? Yeah, it is due. It is due to be repainted.
It is. The wrap on it is so faded.
Yeah. Or completely gone in some spots. So
completely gone.
We could candy paint the van. If you do it, and you want to do a trade with us, where we'll advertise for you for the cost of the candy paint. Todd's on vacation, so I'm approving
this.
Point
of contact at Joe George Radio on Twitter. Slide into the DMs. We'll get it done before he gets back.
I like that. From the 346 facts, screw tapes hit different if you're drinking or partaking in a green lettuce cigar. I don't think that you should be smoking lettuce, sir, because lettuce belongs in a salad, you know? Hold your horses on that one, okay, Buster? Yeah.
Some aioli? Is that what we're having with this?
You know, I'm more of a mayonnaise guy, you know?
Yeah, you're barking
up. You're barking up the wrong tree if you're telling me to smoke something with lettuce in it, okay? You're on thin ice, pal. Scalon and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and text in. Guys, it's June 27th, okay? We all screwed on this day. Coming up next, it's a shame that June 27th is going to be remembered as one of the worst days in American history. Why? Nothing to do with tonight's debate. You'll find out why next. Stick around. Welcome back to the Tucker Paulson Show. December 7th, 1941, was a day that will live in infamy. That was the day that Japanese fighter planes snuck attack Pearl Harbor, plunging the United States of America into World War II. June 26th of 2024 is another day that will live in infamy. American football players were snuck attacked by the Japanese again. Japan will now play for the IFAF U-20 World Junior Championship gold medal after beating the two-time champion United States 41-21 in Edmonton, Canada. It's enough that the Japanese are now appropriating our culture. I can't wear a kimono. I can't walk around the street with a samurai sword. But the Japanese are allowed to play football after the atrocities of World War II? What is happening? What is going on? Well, as of 1:21 p.m. today, Joe Biden has not dropped another nuclear weapon upon Japan for this atrocity and sneak attack and appropriation of our culture and our sport. Now, I don't know how many people saw this. I am stunned by what happened yesterday. Stunned. Because as you heard right there, the U.S. just didn't lose in the under-20 World Junior Championship Football Federation, which I didn't know even existed.
Mm-hmm.
They got smoked by Japan. And things of note, there's a lot of Americans that live in Japan. But to get smoked by Japan by not one, not two, but three touchdowns at football.
Real football. Sorry, Glenn.
what are we doing? I mean, yesterday might have been the worst day in a long time in American sports history. Like, going back to the Olympics, where we lost in the final, where we had to do the redeem team. Hell, I don't even think we made it. That was the team with Emeka Okafor, right? I don't even think they medaled in those Olympics.
They got a bronze in 04.
They got a bronze, okay. This team lost on the same day that four French people were drafted into the NBA in the first round.
It's not good, Paul.
And a Serb, too.
Just to be clear, you can open carry a samurai sword in Texas.
It's can!
It's legal.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good to know.
It says, as of September 1st, 2017, it is legal to carry a knife with a blade longer than 5.5 inches in many places in Texas.
Okay.
Texans are now allowed to openly carry Jim Bowie knives, Rambo knives, daggers, swords, and yes, even machetes.
That's nice. Fun.
When did I get that one done?
September 1st, 2017.
So right after Hurricane Harvey, they're like, all
right. Right before the Astros won the World Series?
Yep.
Open
rules
carry
knife. Out the window.
Yep. How about claymores? For those who don't know, a claymore is a broadsword, two-handed broadsword that William Wallace had in the movie, very fictional, Braveheart.
I'm going to guess the answer is that yes. It doesn't specify what kind of swords. It just says swords. So you can go probably whatever sword you want.
See,
I'm surprised I don't see more people with swords out.
We talked about the Americans losing in football and all these frogs getting drafted into the NBA, but guess what? America still wins because we can carry around swords in public.
But this is what even is this league? Like this team.
I know. Whatever it is, I hate that I know about it, and the only way we would have ever found out about it is if the U.S. lost.
Yes.
And they lost. To there, Japan.
There is in the Reddit comments, there's a Redditor that says he knows one of the kids on the team or that played on this team. He says he's a backup guard at his high school.
Oh, my God.
This doesn't seem like something they're openly recruiting for. It seems like something you sign up for.
So like the dream team, next time, here's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Here's
hell.
Like, they're not putting, like, the kids who are, you know, sophomores at IMG out there. Which they should, though.
They should literally just send the IMG football team.
No. F the IMG football team. I hate that school. No. They should send North Shore Acadia. FIMG,
okay.
Those sneaky bastards. I hated IMG. Okay. IMG. Well, listen, IMG is from the same part of the country where I played high school sports, and I effing hate them.
I just meant they could send any high school, just any good high school, just send that team there.
Yes, North Shore or Katy. IMG is a specific trade point.
Awesome.
Or what you do is you do like the winner of whoever wins the like 5 or 6A. Texas 5 or 6A versus Florida versus Georgia versus, I don't know, California, whatever. There's some fourth other state, Ohio, whatever. And you have those teams play a tournament, and the winner, guess where you're spending your summer? In Japan.
You know what?
Beating up on these Japanese football
players. Here's the thing. If you did that right now during baseball season, did like an elite high school football tournament, I would be so interested.
I don't
right
know.
And the winner like gets to represent America.
It would be like the Little League World Series.
No, because most of them are going to be in college football next year.
Yeah,
so
that's the difference.
If you got those kind of players, great.
But I'm saying you get the state champions of all
so
these schools.
Yeah, so you get like North Shore, IMG, whoever the best team in California is. Like just do like a 8-team round robin. Best teams in the country. Duke it out. Winner takes on Japan.
I'm not convinced that this league is... I'm not convinced that the IFAF Under 20 World Junior Championships are very competitive, because there's another score that we need to talk about.
Okay.
And I really hate this picture where everyone's smiling with each other after the game. Can you guess the score of Canada versus Brazil?
Okay, so you hate that everyone's smiling, Canada versus Brazil.
I would have refused to take a picture if 50? I was on the losing end of this.
I'm going to guess the Canadians somehow won 42-15.
Canada beat Brazil 110-0. 110-0. And the U.S. lost to Japan 41-20.
This is a disgrace to football, is what this is.
What is this? Who are playing in these games?
This is stolen valor for the NFL and what we love about the great game of American football. What is this nonsense?
Thank God we didn't get to, imagine if Canada hung a crooked number on us.
Do you want to hear that? That would be really bad.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some quotes from Brazil after the loss?
I don't even like football. Is that one of them?
Brazil's head coach, Adan Rodriguez, expressed his pride and optimism for his team's future development. Oh, my God. Quote, "It's a dream come true because to play real football here, we feel this was a great game," said an emotional Rodriguez. "Canada are amazing, and I'm really proud of my team for never giving up and playing until the very last play." Did they? 110-0. Lucas Barros, Brazil's leading receiver. Did he have two catches?
I was just saying, did he have like 6 yards?
And team MVP echoed his coach's sentiments. "Being on the field and playing against those college commits and the top players in Canada was amazing. I know this is the top level we can possibly play internationally, so I'm very proud of our team." Canada's running game, particularly impressive, Joe, the statistics. 383 yards on 31 carries.
Okay.
So over 10 yards a carry. Running back Leonard LeMay opened the scoring, leading to a total of 14 touchdowns for Team Canada.
He scored 14?
Mm-hmm.
Did they only run the ball?
This write-up is something else. I think so, yeah. Team Canada, if well, you like, run the ball and win 110 like, to nothing.
Who's covering this?
Team Canada, this is the Team Canada write-up. Team Canada convincingly beats Brazil in the opening game of their 2024 IFAF U20 World Championship. Apparently, Canada's second team lost to Austria, which is a huge upset per the Canadian.
Okay.
The Canadians believe that their second team is better
now, it
than
does
Austria.
Appear that, at least in the past, some talented football players have played in this league. The likes of Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
Mac Jones. Rashad Bateman.
Wow, okay.
Tyrann Mathieu.
So this is just an absolute disgrace. Like, we had some real players here, and we lost to Japan.
Jonathan Taylor played it for this U.S. men's
no
U20.
No way, really?
Yep. Chase Young played at one point for
Wait,
this team.
What? How did we lose?
Apparently, they're not recruiting future stars. Is the NFL headed down a bad path?
I got to say, though, no offense to Japan, but is anyone playing football over in Japan being recruited to play college football?
I mean, look, yeah. Paul, we just
Where's their Kenny Pickett?
Paul, we just saw a bunch of Frenchmen get drafted in the NBA. Maybe the tides are going to shift in the NFL draft as well.
No.
Be drafting players.
Got
it. No imports.
With the 32nd pick in the 2026 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select blank, blank, blank from Japan.
Unbelievable.
Imagine the pre-draft process with, like, a French quarterback. People didn't like Caleb Williams.
What?
Imagine. Dude. Imagine, like, yeah.
The
you
one
know.
Kid got roasted last
oh,
night.
The
Who
TikTok
got drafted
dancer?
In Philadelphia.
Who's that?
He's a TikTok dancer. And he's 10 times worse.
Jared McCain.
Yeah. 10 times worse than anything about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
He's got the painted fingernails. He's doing all these weird dances. Mm-hmm. If I'm Joel Embiid, ask him for a trade. This is not a serious move for the 76ers. Don't care if he's good at basketball. Send me to the Rockets.
That is Joe George, Sean Mapes behind the glass. It's Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN97.5 on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Jason Henley asks, filler segment, what are we listening to? You're hearing about a national tragedy, the worst thing that's ever happened to our country. A day where, yes, the Rockets got Reed Sheppard, where the Houston Astros are in the midst of a 7-game winning streak and are openly pawning for $281. Hats that are kind of purple at the Astros team store. On a day like this, we have been brought down by the fact that €5 went in the first round of the NBA draft and that the Japanese are better than us at under 20 football. A sad, sad day indeed. It's Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Up next, we continue our countdown to the start of the NFL season. 70 days away, we're going to remember one of the funniest moments in NFL history, something that I actually saw with my own eyes in high school. I'll explain next. Stick around.
We're ready for some football, baby. And
punch. The countdown to the NFL season continues with Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Looking. Does. Stops, throws, completes. Kilmer up at the 30-yard line. Kilmer driving for the first down, loses the football. It's picked up by Jim Marshall, who's running the wrong way. Marshall running the wrong way. And he's running it into the end zone the wrong way. Thinks he scored a touchdown. He has scored a safety. His teammates were running along the far side of the field, Russ, trying to tell him, go back.
Jim Marshall, who played for the Minnesota Vikings, pretty good player, in that moment, lost his mind, recovers a fumble while playing for the Vikings against the San Francisco 49ers 60 years ago in 1964. He crosses the goal line, throws the football essentially into outer space, and it is called a safety because the ball went out of bounds.
Man, how do you run the wrong way?
A great question, Joe. Because in a high school football game that I played in, Shorecrest versus Indian Rocks Christian, in the middle of a play where we ran for a first down and our running back fumbled, some kid, I believe because it was the last play of the third quarter, thought that because the fourth quarter was starting, that since the clock had expired, that the field had changed.
No way.
That's the only thing I can think of as to explain why this happened. So this kid picks up the football and proceeds to run 70 yards the other way, turns around looking super pumped up. I have been following him, sort of wondering what the hell's going on as he runs all the way to the other end zone. One of my teammates, Tom's Bernhards, is just standing in the end zone next to him. And I'm, after he just starts standing there about to celebrate, I just start yelling, Tom, Tom, kill him. And I run all the way in there and we both tackle him out of the back of the end zone. And then I got up and I told him, nice job, F. Can't say the rest of that word, walked away.
I mean, this kid literally
he ran the wrong way.
He literally just fumble happens. He scoops it, and he just keeps running.
Yep, ran the wrong
and
way.
There was never even a consideration that he was going the wrong way.
The craziest part's always the because I don't know how long the Jim Marshall one was, but to run like over, even like over like 40 yards. At some point, you're like, you got to notice. At some point, like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, even his teammates, when he gets into the end zone here, Paul, like, they don't start barking at him.
No, they didn't.
To, hey, dude, you're going the wrong way.
I was debating trying to get in there and just taking the football from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. But try to go for the ball.
But then after, I don't know.
But
didn't
then
work
no,
out that way.
You're like, actually, I got a clear shot at his head right here.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to kill him. He was just standing there like an idiot.
One of the funniest things, like, one of the comments here on YouTube is, Paul, that's a late hit. This is late hit, Paul. No, I think you're on time.
It's totally
here.
Legal hit.
This was also in like 2006. Yeah, so
it was a while ago.
No rules.
Just right. Outback Steakhouse. Speaking of
Outback Steakhouse?
No,
Pumpernickel bread.
The British Commonwealth, which Australia is a part of. The Jacksonville Jaguars are not moving to London. It is official today. They are staying in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some renovations made for the Jaguar Stadium. I believe that means that the Jaguars won't be playing in Jacksonville for certain stretches of the next couple of years while these renovations happen. So maybe they'll play games in Orlando at Central Florida's field or other places. Whatever the case, they are going to get some stadium renovations and stay. Shad Khan, owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, spoke about that. And he also talked about how he can't believe that they blew it down the stretch, going 1-5.
Called it an organizational failure.
Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, Khan said he's spoken to key players to find out, quote, how this could happen, end quote, feeling it was a, quote, as Joe said, organizational failure, end quote, rather than something more specific. Not being able to win two of the last six games, it still stings. Even though the season's over, it's like, I still can't believe we couldn't do it.
Well, first, the London part, I'm glad this is done. I hope it's done forever.
I would like us to stop playing games there, too.
Yeah, I don't think that... I mean, look what just happened. As they try to grow the game, you weaken American football, as proven in this U-20 league. Just play the games here. I don't need games at 8:30 in the morning. And then, the idea that there was going to be this, like, fourth division overseas, and you would the Texans would go and play four games in London, Germany, you know, and Italy, and something like that. It's so stupid. I'm glad this is done. If I'm, I don't know why Jackson, but why they're saying Jacksonville though. Like, I just don't think it's a good market for the NFL. They built a stadium that was too big, so they can never fill it up, even when they're good. They don't have a great fan base.
It's a city that's growing because a lot of people are moving to Florida and they're finding out that the Gulf Coast is expensive. So some people are starting to go to Jacksonville now. But you're right. It is not really in an ideal location. It's in the middle of college football town or college football country.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida and Georgia fans in particular, because it's right on the border there. That's where the world's largest cocktail party is played every single year. I don't mind there being a team in Jacksonville. I really don't. I like that there is some vocal fan base there. I'm curious about how you feel about the Jaguars as a whole going into this year, because I do feel like we have put them in the rearview mirror. And while I want to overlook the Jaguars because I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to be what he was promised to be, this was a team that was 8-3 last year. This is a team that has a Super Bowl winning head coach in Doug Peterson. I don't think you can really overlook Jacksonville, and I hope that the Texans remember that loss that they had against the Jaguars at NRG Stadium where Matt Amendola missed that field goal, because you're not that far removed from where Jacksonville is.
I think that we've pushed Jacksonville too far back, personally. As much as I like the idea of Indianapolis and what they had, I like their coach. I like Anthony Richardson when he's on the field, but he's not on the field a ton. I think we've gone... Texans fans, media, nationally and locally, have gone too far with Jacksonville. I wouldn't be shocked if they still won the division this year. They're a good football team. They're not a great football team, but you've got Travis Etienne. You've got Trevor Lawrence. You've got Josh Allen on defense. You've got good pieces. You've got a good coach. And they did just win a playoff game 2 years ago. All the hype that the Texans have right now is what Jacksonville had last year. Going into 2023, it was Jacksonville won their first playoff game, that big comeback versus the Chargers. They're the next team up. And then they missed the playoffs with a harder schedule. It wouldn't shock me if they rebound this year and are good. I'm not willing to write them off yet, and still not sure I'm not going to pick them to finish at least second place in the division this year. There's a lot of talent there.
They are not bad. We want to overlook them. They are not bad. They are better than the Titans. There is an argument to be made that they are as good as Indianapolis. They do not have the star power that the Texans have, nor do the Colts, really. But, I mean, there's a very good chance you're going to split your games against Jacksonville again this year.
Yeah. When you do when we do our schedule predictions this year, we see if Paul can get it right on the money 2 years in a row. When I do the math in my head, I'll do a split with Jacksonville. I don't expect to beat Jacksonville twice.
I'm not sure I expect to beat Indianapolis twice either.
Yeah, I would expect the Texans to go 4-2 in the division this year. Beating the Titans twice, splitting the other two.
Okay.
So that would be my expectation for 2024.
Minimal expectations.
Hey, you know what Lovie Smith said? As long as you go above 500 in your division, something's going right. Those weren't not his exact words, but he said something like that.
That is true. Well, did he go? He probably went over 500.
No, I think they went 500.
They went 500. Yeah, because tie, they beat, right? Jacksonville twice. Because in those years, they would weirdly just dominate Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And then obviously he won the Indianapolis game.
I'm looking this up really quickly because I forget what the actual record itself was. But
2022,
I know that the Houston Texans, because of a tie with the Indianapolis Colts, were 3-13-1, which allowed them to get C.J. Stroud. And yeah, I think that all of their wins were against division teams.
So they're 3-2-1. So they were over 500.
Yeah,
they
right.
were
yeah.
doing something right.
Yeah.
Lovie was making his case for another year.
Lovie was on. That was the
hashtag
only.
Thank you, Lovie.
Was the only argument was, hey, look what he did in the division, 3-2-1. Lovie Smith, turn it around.
True.
They beat they split their series with the Jaguars in 2022, 2023. But yeah, they beat the Titans and the Colts the last couple of games of the year.
Mm.
Football time in Houston, baby. We're always ready
to
play.
Thank you, Lovie Smith.
Thank you, Lovie.
Thank you. Really, thank you, Lovie. The 49ers met with Brandon Ayuk, by the way. They had a good meeting, so apparently all of that hullabaloo was for nothing. Wow. Wide receiver situation gets resolved.
It's so much drama, and then nothing happens. T. Higgins, Ayuk.
Even like Debo Samuel, there's a little bit of like things could get weird here. Just
could get weird.
They could get weird, but
But they don't.
They don't. They never. They never do.
What's happened to wide receivers in the NFL?
Yeah.
Back in my day, wide receivers would be on their driveway doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
Back in my day, wide receivers would moon the crowd and terrify and horrify Joe Buck. What's happened to the NFL?
Back in my day, wide receivers would hide his cell phone in the goalposts and pull it out.
Yep. Back in my day, wide receivers would call the GM a cracker and then freeze his feet in a hyperbaric chamber.
That is your day, Antonio Brown. It's a little more recent because as Sean wants us to know, he is younger than us.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, Paul, like, you are wearing, you know, leather helmets in this video you posted.
I was wearing a Revolution helmet with a cool face mask. Made a very big
I like
point
how
of
the
getting
video.
There quickly.
We should post. You should post it in the Twitch chat.
I posted. You can't post links in the Twitch chat, but I did post it on my Twitter at Gallant Says, at Joe George Radio, at Shawnee Mapes. The video of the kid running the wrong way against us.
I like how you highlighted yourself.
No, I didn't. So basically, my mom got me as a graduation gift. She got me the person that did our film put together a highlight reel.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. For the scouts.
So every single... Well, I wasn't going to send it for the scouts. I just wanted to remember it.
Okay.
Just wanted to every now and then I watch it. Yeah, I watch it every now and then. What's wrong with that?
What does that mean?
I watch it every now and then.
Once a year? Once a month? No, once a week?
But I'm feeling nostalgic. I mean...
Have a glass of Pendleton, just watch the...
Yeah.
Watch the high school.
Yeah,
high school
I mean, no, when I get nostalgic and or depressed, and yeah, every now and then.
So like after like LinkedIn Girl...
Yeah, after LinkedIn Girl, I went and watched my Shorecrest Football 2006 highlights.
Okay, how long is it?
How long is it? It's like 30 minutes.
Okay. This is where I'm going to be concerned about you, okay? Mm-hmm. When you watch it, do you watch it one time or do you like restart it at the end?
No, I don't restart it at the end.
Okay, good. That's good. That's what I was worried about.
It's not going to spend a full hour.
I had to make sure.
No, but I mean, yeah, it's the best days of my life. I peaked. I did peak in high school.
I don't think so.
I peaked in high school.
No, you peaked today on the greatest day of your life.
Thank you, Sean. I needed that. It's
June
27th. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We so screwed up in here. Swanging and banging, yo. The bees
Ooh, I can
knees.
Post links on Twitch.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because I'm a mod.
Okay. Well, up next on Gallant and George, there's actually still more fallout from the Texas A&M Texas baseball rivalry. Texas A&M is so mad about this. Two stories of frustration. Next, Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We're back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Jim Schlossnagel. Traitor? Or just Sean Mapes, scumbag UT baseball coach?
Traitor.
Just a man in control of his own career. That's how I view it.
He wants us to care about his career. He's still taking strays or direct shots.
They're pretty direct.
Travis Chestnut, who played for Texas A&M, had this to say about Schlossnagel. Quote, "I'm blown away by the disrespect of Schlossnagel. Not once in my career was he a respectable man to me. I stuck with him because I wanted to be an Aggie and in the SEC. But quite frankly, I didn't stick to him. I stuck to assistant coaches Mike Early and Nolan Kane."
The vibes out of Texas A&M is that fans shouldn't be upset that this happened.
Why, though? Because
that the program is going to be better off without him.
I mean, that's the cult talking because a lot of players are in the transfer portal now. I believe the number is 11 as things currently stand, and many are supposedly following Schlossnagel to Texas. A former Aggie, JB Moss, accused Schlossnagel of using burner phones to recruit for Texas while still under contract at Texas A&M. I don't know if that's true or false, but he is taking shots and more shots and more shots. Jim Schlossnagel.
Either he did that or he didn't tell his players that he was leaving, though. Because there's players on the team that are like, yeah, we didn't know he was leaving. If he was recruiting some of them.
Well, do you think the ones that he was recruiting are going to admit it? Probably not.
Yeah.
But even to their teammates, be like, hey, you know, it's our last game.
Or is he using this burner to recruit players from, like, Vandy? That's what's is he... I can't imagine he would text his own players.
I can't believe he would do a lot of what he did.
Yeah, I mean...
I can't believe he would do some of the stuff.
To be honest, if you can... If you can prove that he, like, the reports that he is doing this with the burner phone and that he took this job and basically negotiated it back in April between the Georgia series, then I would assume that Texas will be in some way, shape, or form is going to get sanctions by this.
Definitely wouldn't be surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to stop. Like, it is the biggest problem with the transfer portal right now is... And this is on Schlossnagel himself. It's happening everywhere. You've got Lane Kiffin and these coaches just in any sport are texting players that are on active rosters saying, hey, why don't you come to our school? While they're not in the transfer portal even, they're being encouraged to go into the portal. That's why this whole thing...
Yeah, it's tampering.
It's huge tampering.
They punish that in the NFL. They punish that in the NBA. They don't punish it harshly. I suppose, how do you stop communications between two human beings in 2024? There are so many ways that you could theoretically get around it where it wouldn't be traceable. So I think that's something that the NCAA is going to have to think about, but I don't know if they really have the ability to enforce this the way that they want to, especially in a sport... All sports, how the conferences generally run things, not the actual massive governing body.
Well, it's also, even if you do have a massive governing body, it's not like the NFL and NBA, there isn't, like, well-known tampering. There's deals at the first 5 minutes of every free agency for a reason. Like, it's just, there's just so many more players, and there's so many more teams, so many more coaches that you have to govern.
Yeah. And there's... Some that are punished and some that are not in the pros. They weirdly, what happened with Kirk Cousins, the Falcons got punished. But the first deal that was signed was DeAndre Swift to the Bears. And it happened within seconds of free agency being open. But they didn't get investigated like the Falcons did. Because Kirk Cousins publicly admitted that he talked to the Falcons trainer. So he kind of blew the whistle on himself. I don't know what the solution is for college football and college sports, but it is such a disaster, the whole transfer portal thing. Because even the coaches who complain about it, they're probably doing the same thing. And what you're saying, like, to your point...
Because they have to adapt.
They have to adapt. And while a player may never... Or while a coach might not send these text messages, all you have to do if you're a football player at the University of Texas is be told by your coach, hey, man... I heard Jimbo's getting fired. Why don't you text this kid who played in your conference, who you probably knew from high school, and tell him, hey, coach wants to bring you here if you're open to leaving A&M to come to UT. Then the coach never did it. It's just players talking to players.
There's a situation where an offensive lineman from Alabama, Caden Proctor, he transferred after Nick Saban left. He transferred... to Iowa, because he's from Iowa, so he just transferred back home. But then apparently, while he was on spring break, during like a dead time in the transfer portal, he went on spring break trip with all of his friends from the Alabama football team, and they basically just made fun of him for going to Iowa. And then in the spring portal window, when that opened, he just transferred back to Alabama.
Yep.
And it's like, there's no way, like...
Yeah.
Well, you can't punish that. Like, that, there's nothing inherently wrong with what happened there. It's just a weird situation that you get when you're, also dealing with 19-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember his name, but he had to retire this year for concussions, the quarterback at Rice.
JT Daniels.
He went to 5 schools?
Yes.
I believe
he went to a lot of schools.
Georgia, Washington, West Virginia, Rice. USC, I think it is, too.
Yeah.
Like, so I think it's 5 schools.
Hell yeah, dude.
You shouldn't, it's hard to stop. The kid should have the right to transfer. But the way that they're being pulled into the transfer portal when they're on a team is the part that I don't like. And that's why I don't like the Schlossnagel thing either here. It's because, like, he's coaching Texas A&M. And he's Think about his next job like that. It's crazy.
The amount of clips that people keep finding of him, too, just being an a-hole, is funny. So Travis Chestnut, who we talked about at the beginning of the segment, the guy who said he was blown away by the disrespect of Schlossnagel and said, not once in my career was he a respectable man to him. He might have been referring to this moment in the College World Series where, with two strikes, Chestnut bunt singled, and I believe there was a pass ball or something and made it all the way to second base on this bunt. This is what Schlossnagel had to say about him bunting on an 0-2 count.
Schlossnagel, let's go back to Chestnut there with the two-strike bunt. Don't see that a lot. What led to that decision?
Well, he struck out a lot, so couldn't be worse. So,
I mean,
damn.
This guy sucks. He really does suck. Every single day, there's obviously a lot of this that goes on in college sports with the college coaches, and they lie and all this stuff, but it's crazy just the amount of evidence that's coming out that this guy just sucks. And does anyone have his side?
Not anymore.
Does even UT, I think, is just wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Ha, it's funny that we pulled this over on Texas A&M.
It's also A&M thought he was a great coach on Monday.
True. That's true.
Like all these people that were like Texas just thinks they can come in and take Schloss from us. No. And then especially some of the people that are Aggie insiders, they're like, actually, we all knew for weeks. But then you can go to their Twitter from like 2 days ago and they're like, he'll never leave. What are you talking about?
I would never. If I had a story and I knew a coach was leaving, I would never admit that. Because I think it makes you look bad at your job.
Yes, because either
just
you're...
get a second source and break it, or get out of... Or the school's paying you a lot of money to keep it quiet.
Or yeah, I was going to say, or just don't say it, because there's this weird need for them to feel like, no, I'm an insider. I know all of this stuff before it happens.
Yeah.
Then why didn't you tell us? Well, you know, that's like, what the hell are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I would never admit that.
Joe George, Sean Mapes, I'm Paul Gallant. Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. The Rockets drafted Reed Sheppard, 3rd overall last night. If you have any thoughts on that, they also made a trade today. So they seem to be done for the 2024 NBA draft. And the Astros have won 7 in a row and are finally at 500 for the first time this year. Is it okay to be happy about that? All that's on the table. Gallant and George, stick around.